Hello. I'm Lisa Talavera Garza. I'm from the South Texas Border Health Disparity Center at the University of Texas Pan American. And today I will be presenting on two studies that we've conducted to guide the planning of a clinical preventive services promotion program for older adults in the Rio Grande Valley. And I don't have anything to disclose. We don't have any funding for this study either, so. But we've gotten some help, and I'll tell you about that at the end. First, I'll start with providing some background on preventive service use among older adults. Then I'll tell you about our two studies, and finally review the implications for the findings for the design of our program. So we know that clinical preventive services that include things like vaccines, disease and cancer screenings are underutilized by ethnic minority elders. We know that adults older than 50 are at increased risk for diseases that can be prevented or treated early through the use of these services. And we know that many older adults with Medicare don't benefit from the clinical preventive services that are offered through Medicare. So that's what prompted us to want to design this program. So here I'm presenting some data, some nationally representative data regarding the use of services by older adults. And this is the percentage not receiving the services. So if you just look at the first two columns, the white and Latino, that's essentially who our study is focusing on, we can see that for the most part, Latinos underutilize the services when compared to whites. So they're less likely to get a flu shot, they're less likely to get a pneumonia vaccine, and they're less likely to get the colorectal cancer screening. Why are clinical preventive services important among older adults? Well, approximately 85% of deaths and 65% of hospitalizations attributed to the flu occur in persons older than 65 years of age. Vaccination against pneumonia in those 65 or older is associated with increased survival, decreased chance of respiratory failure, and decreased length of hospital stay. With respect to breast cancer, almost half of new cases are occur in, and nearly two-thirds of deaths occur in women over 65, and two-thirds of all new cases of colorectal cancer occur in people over the age of 65. In studies that have looked at the underutilization of services among Hispanics in general, these are the factors that have been emerged as being related to that. It's lack of English fluency, patient provider either racial discordance or ethnic discordance, lack of a medical home, and inadequate health literacy. So in thinking about designing our health education intervention, so far we've taken a two-phase study approach. In our first phase, we assessed the needs of the population through a survey. The second phase elucidated the factors related to the underutilization of the clinical preventive services by older adults and the feasibility of the intervention from the perspective of key stakeholders in the community. And both phases of the study were conducted in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And the Rio Grande Valley is made up of the four southernmost counties at the tip of Texas. Don't know if any of our area agencies of aging are participating in. Are any of our counties participating? Yeah, in your study? Oh, good. To hook me up. All right, so the Lower Rio Grande Valley, the estimated population is about 1.2 million. Almost 90% of the population is Hispanic, 85 of which are of Mexican ancestry. It's among the poorest of the counties in the country, with 30 to 38% of the families living below the poverty level, compared to a 14% rate for Texas, 12% for the U.S. And about a third of people in Hidalgo County and Cameron County, which are the biggest counties, speak speak English less than very well. So that's a little bit about the RGV. The aims of our study are to examine, so the first phase was to examine the utilization rates of the services among older adults in the Rio Grande Valley, to examine factors related to the utilization of these services, and to examine general knowledge of clinical preventive services, and the relationship between knowledge and the utilization of the services. We conducted 196 in-person interviews in either English or Spanish from residents of the Rio Grande Valley and winter tourists. We have a lot of winter tourists that come in to visit during the winter months, and this was done in the spring of 2012. We collected socio-demographic data, including age, gender, educational attainment, type of health insurance, and income. And we also collected data on social and instrumental support, self-reported health status, acculturation, health locus of control, self-efficacy, etc. We assessed the use of clinical preventive services by asking people if they had received those services. Have you gotten a flu shot? Have you gotten a pneumonia vaccine? Diabetes screening. We asked about colon, breast, and prostate cancer screening. And then to assess the knowledge of preventive health services, we asked them if they knew recommendations related to those specific services. So we asked what tests are used to detect colon cancer, for example, how often should you get a flu shot, how often should you get a mammogram. So the results I'm going to present are univariate and multivariate statistical analyses, and these are the results of our survey. So you can see we had mostly, more females than males, more winter tourists than residents of the Rio Grande Valley. They had high educational attainment. Almost 80% of them had a high school degree. And with respect to the preventive services, they were higher than, if you remember the slide on the nationally representative sample, they were higher with the colon cancer one. They did really well with diabetes was better than normal, and also I think the what slide is this? Sorry. And the flu shot. So they got a flu shot more than the nationally representative sample. And this has something to do with the sample. These are winter tourists. They're mobile. They have the means to travel and spend the winters in the valley. Also, the residents were different than the normal population. We collected data at community centers, so they're also, savvy, mobile seniors. So that our sample is different than the sample of the valley. With respect to each group separately, these are the results for that. If you look at the results, you see that for most of the services, except diabetes screening, the RGV residents didn't do as well as the winter tourists. So even though they did really well, better than the nationally representative sample, they still didn't do as well as the winter tourists. So with respect to the influenza vaccine and the pneumonia vaccine, we see that there was a statistically different. Those were different. 5 minutes. Thanks. Okay. So with respect to the knowledge, when we controlled for income, educational attainment, type of resident, and self-rated health, we looked at, we see that knowledge was significantly related to whether the person received the service or not. So if they knew the recommendation for the flu vaccine, they were more than 9 times more likely to get the flu vaccine. If they knew the recommendation for cancer screening, then they were more than 4 times more likely to get that. So to sum up the results of phase one, utilization rates of influenza and pneumococcal vaccines by older adult residents were higher than previously published, but RGV residents were significantly less likely than winter tourists to receive them. RGV residents were less likely to receive colon and breast cancer screening than winter tourists. and knowledge specific to diabetes screening, influenza vaccine, and colon, breast, and prostate cancer was significantly associated with receipt of those services. So we think that both RGV residents and winter tourists would benefit from an educational intervention regarding the recommendations for the receipt of these services. So moving on to phase two. So phase two were stakeholder interviews that were conducted to explore the barriers and facilitators associated with the utilization of clinical services by older adults in the RGV from the perspective of health professionals and in the area to garner recommendations for improving utilization rates of clinical preventive services by older adults in the community and to gather recommendations to inform the design and implementation of a promotion program for older adults. So there were 20 in-depth qualitative interviews with key community stakeholders conducted, and these stakeholders represented public health, community health centers, health professions, aging services, and other community organizations. We used a discussion guide to conduct the interview, and I used content analysis for the data analysis. The dominant themes regarding the barriers to the use of clinical preventive services that emerged were lack of knowledge regarding the use of preventive services, lack of transportation, language barrier, lack of resources in Spanish, fear, not wanting to know the health status for fear that the health might be bad. This came up a lot, machismo. I know it's trite, but everybody said this, that men don't go to the doctor, and I'm sure it's not just specific to our culture. I think might be a generalization, but they said that men don't go to the doctor because they don't want to appear weak. Being deferent to the physician, feel it's disrespectful to ask questions. Fatalism, leaving things to fate. And prevention is not really common in the culture, an idea that you only go to the doctor when sick. So perhaps this comes from a lack of resources at one time. You just think, well, I don't, don't need to go to the doctor unless I get really sick. Some of the themes regarding facilitators of clinical preventive services were education about the importance of preventive care and bringing services to the adults seemed to facilitate them using the services, for example, bringing the flu vaccine to the adult daycare center. Themes regarding the improvement of utilization of services were to educate people about preventive care and services covered by Medicare, empower people to talk to their doctors to accept that it's okay to ask questions, and targeting families. So families came up a lot with respect to the care of older adults. Themes regarding recommendations were to have the educational intervention at an adult daycare center, a senior community center, or a church. This was very common also. Utilize community health workers or promotoras. Provide transportation. Provide healthy foods. Provide culturally and linguistically appropriate support services and guidance, of course. And some general recommendations for how to promote prevention in general were to use television. They said older adults watch a lot of television, and to enlist the help of faith communities. So future directions to begin the design of the educational intervention include the importance of preventive care, services covered by Medicare. An idea is to have novellas or stories to reinforce learning during the sessions. Encourage sharing of the information with children and grandchildren, so maybe some photo novellas to bring home that tie them into the lessons learned during the sessions, and design culturally tailored tools to facilitate compliance with the recommendation, like a Loteria-themed health record for them to keep track of their services, and Loterias like bingo. Do you guys know? They play it a lot at the adult daycare centers. They play bingo. In summary, the findings that knowledge regarding clinical recommendations was significantly related to the utilization of preventive services in this population, and the results of phase two will be used to develop a culturally and linguistically tailored health education curriculum focused on the promotion of health services for older adults in the Rio Grande Valley. And I have to give very special thanks to the University of Michigan School of Public Health. This is how we get our study studies done for the most part. Their public health action support team comes down for their spring break and they collect data for us. So this is phase one here on the left and then phase two on the right. That's all. Thanks so much. Yeah.